With us in the studio for a featured guest conversation, Howard Brockman. His new book is titled Dynamic Energetic Healing, subtitled Integrating Core Shamanic Practices with Energy Psychology Applications and Process Work Principles. His background and credentials from the back cover of that book read as follows. Howard Brockman has a master's degree in social ethics, religious studies, and a master's degree in social work with over 30 years of experience in various spiritual practices and 24 years of clinical experience in private practice. He is your expert guide on your journey to holistic health. Using his extensive training in Kundalini yoga and meditation, process work, core shamanism, energy psychology, he has created a unique synthesis of psycho-spiritual healing methods that awakens the power of human consciousness. And that's what this book is about. I welcome you to Transitions Radio Magazine. Some folks may have caught our spotlight conversation, but we talk again.
Thanks, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, nice. We had a little hangout time, too, before this. Let me do one thing here before we move forward. I'm going to go back to this five bullets of discovery promised by the book, and they are: establish reliable and readily accessible self-empowering spiritual resources, release and permanently eliminate old and binding trauma from your life, incorporate cutting-edge energy psychology techniques into your life to help you eliminate anxiety and manage stress, learn to use effective and reliable kinesiological muscle testing techniques, and cultivate your second attention and your latent extrasensory ability. So that says a lot right there. Maybe you would comment on whether this is a self-help book for the layperson, or is this a 460-page manual for practitioners to expand their clients' work, or maybe some combination?
Well, it's a combination of both, Alan. The book is an explanation of this unique synthesis that you just described. And for health professionals who are already in a practice supporting people to heal, then these different strategies would be very easy to incorporate into what they're doing already. However, it's not just for healthcare professionals, because many of the trainees that I've worked with are not at all in the licensed field. They might be Reiki practitioners, or they may be massage therapists interested in different forms of healing and wanting to learn these techniques to use with their family, with their kids, and their friends.
Mm-hmm. I know you're a practicing psychotherapist out of Oregon, and when we were talked earlier, you said you can't see enough people. I mean, your waiting list is large, so you must be a supporter of people taking care of themselves as much as they can rather than coming to see you or other psychotherapists to get fixed.
Well, one of the really wonderful benefits of this model is the self-administered energy psychology techniques that are taught in the process of working with clients that clients then learn with me so they can take these techniques home. And when they fall into a period of stress or have an incident of anxiety, they have tools that they can use very easily that will very rapidly and effectively bring them back to a place of calm.
Mm-hmm. Before we get a little deeper into things, I would like for you to give an overview and a background of what dynamic energetic healing is. And you can go into the subtitles here to describe the different integrated components that you use. And is this a term that you've come up with, and are you working with a team, or is this unique to your own practice?
Well, my colleague, Mary Hammond Newman, and I began our interest and our inquiry into energy psychology trainings in 1997. And along with another colleague named Nancy Gordon, the three of us developed a study group. And for the next couple of years, as we continued taking new trainings in the energy psychology model, which is an emerging discipline in the field of psychology, really only as new as the last 25 years. We developed our own methodology that Mary and I came to name dynamic energetic healing. And we together had been training many people in the Pacific Northwest. And then when I started the book about 4.5 years ago, started writing the book, we stopped our trainings, and I needed that time for the book. So since then, both Mary and I continue to have full practices and use dynamic energetic healing. But we have some differences in that Mary has a very strong connection to the divine feminine and likes to work with women primarily, whereas my background is, includes studying with Arnold Mindell and learning process-oriented psychology for about 10 years. I've been studying and practicing core shamanic practices since 1981, and have incorporated that into the work as well. So it's a blend of energy psychology and core shamanic practices with the energy psychology being basically the framework, using muscle testing, which is a component of applied kinesiology, as the engine that keeps everything moving along.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll go a little deeper into energy psychology, but if you could describe that in a few sentences, what is it? I mean, what makes something energy psychology as opposed to other forms of psychology or psychotherapy?
Well, energy psychology addresses what is referred to as the human vibrational matrix, and this includes the human biofield, or the aura, the pathways of energy that move through the body, that acupuncturist access, referred to as the acupuncture meridians or channels, as well as the collection centers of the vital energy that in the yogic tradition are referred to as the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
So as an energy psychology practitioner, our first orientation, or my first orientation, is the energy body that incorporates these basic aspects of our essential energy system.
And that, to my thinking or knowledge, to some degree, contrasted or juxtapositioned to more contemporary or conventional psychotherapy, which is normally thought of dealing with one's mind, or solely the mind and thought. So this bridges to a whole other arena.
Oh, it completely does, because Western psychology has its roots back to 1900, when Sigmund Freud published his first book on the interpretation of dreams. And since then, with very rare exceptions, graduate schools, whether for doctorates or master's degrees, have been essentially orienting to a cognitive behavioral model, which involves interviewing a client and getting into what has been well known as talk therapy to help people to understand why their problems have come to be, to generate insight, and basically what is referred to as a psychodynamic approach, which talks to the family of origin, mm-hmm. and why mother, father, and siblings did certain things that ended up with me as the client carrying a host of various symptoms.
All right, and you're not discounting that totally. That still has an important element, but your view of psychology or psychotherapy is much more expanded. Kind of, maybe we use the word holistic approach too.
Well, absolutely, and and the word dynamic in the healing model references to addressing what people have internalized and accumulated on 6 different levels, because every time we address a particular problem, we're wanting to create energetic balance. It's called a balance at the conscious level or cognitive level, which is what most people are familiar with, at the level just below the conscious, which is the unconscious, at the somatic level, because people end up carrying traumatic residue at all these levels. So where are they holding it? Mm-hmm. Also at the body or somatic level, at the soul level, which references to our karmic history, so we accommodate to the reality of the soul with its own history, which means past life origins or originating events, are often identified through the muscle testing and accessed as the place where we have to go to solve the problem that is happening right now. Mm-hmm. And that's in addition to what might be carried in the auric field or the biofield, as well as throughout one or more of the chakras. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we've cleared the problem state at all six of these levels every single time.
Yeah, and many people are not even aware of the depth of where these things reside. Again, speaking of cognition, or what we're aware of is very, very minor compared to everything else that's going on in the cosmos that we're a part of.
Well, I would add many healthcare professionals, mental healthcare professionals, are not aware of how we store information in our energy field or our chakras, let alone the soul history.
Yeah. Let me read something here in that context that I had looked up that I thought was very interesting. This is from the preface of the book, Dynamic Energetic Healing. you say, fortunately, you're talking about ethno-cultural awareness now being taught more in graduate programs, just addressing that maybe it wasn't as much taught in more conventional psychotherapy or schooling. You're saying it's fortunate that ethnocultural awareness is being taught more. These programs attempt to counteract the deeply embedded ethnocentrism that devalues people from cultures which are unfamiliar to us. You believe that multicultural awareness must be brought into modern psychology so that the proscriptions of those operating in a biased cultural framework do not limit our repertoire of possible psychotherapeutic solutions. Now, just, you know, explain that if you would, all right?
Well, different people carry different belief systems that frequently result from their personal culture or their cultural upbringing. So whether it's Eastern European or Hispanic or indigenous Americans, what they're going to bring forth in terms of their expectations and their beliefs will be completely different from somebody who's been brought up in a or who's been socialized or acculturated in a typical Christian upbringing. And so as a psychotherapist, it's my role, it's my job to be sensitive to different belief systems based on a different culture so that I'm not going to impose my beliefs on somebody that has very different beliefs about the way that the world works and why illness happens.
Mm-hmm. So, and you're not just talking about yourself, but you're asking it of your associates and professional community of psychotherapists.
Well, I am, and and I can't speculate to what degree that's being integrated into the larger psychotherapy community. Mm-hmm. I can only hope that that's becoming more important as a consideration.
Yeah. All right. Let's take our first break here. We were talking with our featured guest, Howard Brockman, about dynamic energetic healing, and that's also the title of his book. Come back and talk more.